Live, worldwide, Sports Byline USA. And here's host, Ron Barr.
And welcome back to hour number two of our broadcast live from Baghdad, Iraq. Camp Victory is where we're seated, and also we're at the DFAC, the Sports Oasis DFAC. And you can understand when you look around and see all the banners and everything why they call it the Sports Oasis DFAC. And this was a very interesting day for us because we had an opportunity to go out, helicopter around with General Bob Cohn and see not only some of the American troops, but also meet some of the Iraqi troops. They took us out to the firing range. And the three guys that are with me, of course, on this trip really enjoyed themselves as well as they had a chance to, I guess you might say, man up. And were able to go ahead and fire some of the weapons. I even did myself an AK-47, but it was awfully hot out there. But let me just say something here. A lot of people have been hearing about us withdrawing troops, and indeed we are. We've withdrawn down to 56,000 troops, but there are still 56,000 men and women here who are doing a job. And I think that when people say, well, you're not in combat, you know, what the heck are they doing? I can tell you what they're doing. They're working besides the Iraqis, and they're trying to nation build. And it's going to be, in my particular observation of this, I think they're doing a hell of a job. And we met some of the people that are very, very, on the Iraqi side, appreciative of the effort by the American soldiers and the commitment that they have made to be here for them. But they candidly acknowledge that this is not only, you know, trying to get rid of some of the bad guys that are still here, but also trying to get the people to a position of comfort and giving them some services as well. But flying over the city of Baghdad with a temperature at 122 and everybody profusely sweating in the bodies of those helicopters was something very interesting. This hour, we're going to be talking with John Baker in just a second, catcher for the Florida Marlins. And he was the first baseball player to come into Iraq to visit the troops. He did that about a year and a half ago. And so we'll talk to him about that experience. Fine Kentucky basketball coach John Calipari will be with us. And then, as I said, we'll spend some time talking with the three guys that traveled with me. Former wide receiver, most notably for the Green Bay Packers, Antonio Freeman, who won a Super Bowl championship. Bob Delaney, 24 years in the NBA and signing his book, Covert Out Front. And Jim Miller, 12 years in the NFL and a quarterback winning a Super Bowl championship with the New England Patriots. Here we're coming back with more of you and Sports Byline.
These days, you hear them everywhere. Get out of debt quick promises asking you to call right now to solve all your credit problems. But please, listen carefully. Don't make a huge mistake. There is a better way. Trinity Debt Management. Many debt settlement companies have created a dangerous misunderstanding. Simply put, debt settlement often ends up destroying your credit and ultimately may lead to asset seizure and bankruptcy. There is a better way out. Trinity Debt Management can show you how to pay off your debt, preserve your good name, save thousands in interest, and in the end, actually improve your credit rating, not destroy it. Say no to debt settlement. Say yes to debt management. Trinity Debt Management. Make the right choice and become debt-free for keeps. Call 1-800-899-0615. That's 1-800-899-0615.
You know what 2:30 in the afternoon feels like, right? You're sleepy, groggy, dying for a nap. So what do? Run for the coffee? Grab a soda? But how long does that last before you're back for more? Try this instead. Take 1 5-hour energy, then see what the rest of your day feels like. It sure won't feel like 2:30 anymore. Instead of sleepy and groggy, you could be bright and alert without the jitters. 5-hour energy is packed with B vitamins, amino acids, and as much caffeine as a cup of the leading premium coffee. It has zero sugar, zero herbal stimulants, and only 4 calories. The 2-ounce shot takes seconds to drink, and in minutes, you're feeling like your old self again. And that feeling lasts for hours. So replace all those afternoon coffees and sodas with 1 5-hour energy. 5-hour energy. Hours of energy now. No 2:30 feeling later. Individual results may vary. In a clinical trial, 5-hour energy significantly outperformed placebo on continuity of attention and self-related alertness. Neither 5-hour energy nor placebo affected blood sugar or mood. See 5hourenergy.com for more information.
Do you have a debt problem? Well, now you can finally do something about those collection calls. You can only avoid your mail and the phone for so long. That's why you need to call the Debt Solutions Network. We have agents standing by right now to assist you with your debt problems. Credit card debt, collection accounts, medical bills, and repossessions. Call now for relief.
800-814-5031. That's 800-814-5031. Not available in all states.
Hi, this is Bill Romanowski. Lean One is the most effective meal replacement powder on the market today. Lean One has 27 vitamins and minerals, 7 grams of fiber, and real organic fruit and vegetable extracts, just to name a few. The American Heart Association awarded it a healthy heart claim. So get lean and stay lean with Lean One. For your free tub of Lean One, just go to freeleanone.com. Freeleanone.com. Claim your newfound weight loss and healthy fast food solution.
This is America's Sports Talk Show, Sports Byline USA. Here's Ron Barr.
Welcome back here to Baghdad, Iraq. As we always do, we have soldiers co-hosting each hour of Sports Byline. In the second hour, we got PFC Jafrel Maya Zapata. Where's hometown for you?
New York City.
New York City. Now, are you a Mets or a Yankee fan?
Yankees fan all the way.
Yeah. Was that because you grew up with them?
Yes. From day one, I knew I was going to be a Yankee fan.
And now, tell me what it's like to be either a Yankee or a Mets fan in New York.
It's crazy. You have to choose. You can't be both. You can't support both teams. It's impossible.
A lot of frustration for Mets fans, though, recently, haven't
they? Yeah, it's true. Every day they seem to sink lower and lower, but... someday they'll get their chance.
Does anybody admit they're a New York Knicks fan these days?
No, nobody does. Only Spike Lee.
And how about when it comes to football? You got the Jets and you got the Giants. Where are you there?
Giants by a slight margin, just because quarterback's better. Eli Manning is a better quarterback than I think Sanchez will be.
What is your job over here?
I'm a mechanic.
And so you're in the motor pool, right?
Yes, sir.
Now, how do you guys work in the motor pool in this heat?
Patience and a lot of water.
A lot of water. Well, we've got John Baker, a good friend, a catcher for the Florida Marlins, joining us. And John, how are you, my friend?
Yeah, I'm hanging in there. I'm doing okay. I am up in Jupiter, Florida, participating in some rehab exercises, hoping to play in a rehab game on Friday and then rejoin the team sometime next week if all goes well.
Tell everybody what happened to you, and how has it been to be sidelined? I've often wanted to ask athletes of what they do mentally to make sure they don't get down.
Oh, man, if anybody has an answer to that question, I'd really like to know. You know, it's really tough. I think that any time you put your heart and soul into a team and you can't be out there on the field participating with what's going on with them, it's a difficult thing. The first couple weeks when I was injured, I had a real hard time even watching the games on television when the team was on the road. Just because, you know, as a catcher playing that position, you're constantly calling the game. You're in charge. You're the leader on the field. And to be powerless is very difficult, especially for me when it comes to trying to watch baseball. So, you know, I think you try to divert your attention other ways. And I think that, you know, I've been lucky enough to take some trips and do a few things that help keep my attention on things, you know, more important than baseball. And that's kind of what's helped me, you know, and we would get into it later, but going over to Haiti and doing some of the stuff we do with the veteran groups around here in the area has kind of allowed me an outlet to, you know, live a normal life a little bit and not worry so much about getting back onto the field.
You and I have certainly talked about this before. I believe you were the first baseball player to go into Iraq. You were in Kuwait as well. Tell everybody about your experience and why it was so important to you and what you got out of it as an athlete.
Well, you know, for me, I think we, you know, as athletes, especially professional athletes, we kind of live in a bubble. You know, life's pretty easy. And a lot of times, you know, you won't get guys to admit that. But, you know, I get to do what I love for a living. And I'm one of the very few people who's gotten the opportunity to play Major League Baseball, be able to play for a few years, something I always wanted to do as a kid. And, you know, there's people out there that we don't see every day that make, you know, the opportunity, the availability of the game, that they make us, you know, able to do it. And that's our the men and women of our armed forces. And, you know, I had two cousins that that served two tours in Iraq very early on in OIF with the Marine Corps, Shane and Justin McCabe. And, you know, my grandfather was in the Army. My other grandfather was in the Air Force. My uncle was in the Air Force. So we had a strong military background in my family. So when the Marlins asked if I would be interested in doing it, you know, I jumped right on board. I said, when are we leaving? You know, when's the plane take off? Let's go. Let's do it. Let's go pay our, you know, pay tribute and pay respect to these men and women that risk their lives every day. Because we don't do that. You know, it's one thing to go to bed at night in America and know that you're going to be safe. You know, not until I was in Iraq and we were staying in Basra and they started talking about, hey, you know, there's a chance that we might get indirect fire, you know, on Thursday night. Something might happen. You just never know. That's why you guys are sleeping in a bunker. You know, I never had that experience before. And when you get back to the United States after seeing that, you realize how much stuff you really take for granted, how much of your freedom you take for granted. And there's people out there fighting and protecting it and fighting for you. And it was the least I could do to get on an airplane and go over there and say thank you.
Jeffrey, when you hear somebody say that, an athlete, a professional athlete that most people look up to, well, what do you think when you hear something like that?
Yeah, it makes me feel important. It makes me feel like what I'm doing is, you know, worth my time. Because, you know, we enjoy watching them, but they don't really get to see what we do. So it feels really good knowing that even though they can't see it, you know, they're there in spirit.
Talk a little baseball with John. Go ahead. You got a question for him.
The physical aspect of it, what's the hardest part you have to work on, you know, being a catcher and all, you know, your knees always giving out, you're getting hit with foul balls and stuff like that. What's the hardest part you have to work to stay in shape?
You know, actually, I think that it's funny. You can train your body, and I know you know this. You know, you've been through basic training. You've been through all the training that you need to go through to be able to do your job. The physical stuff is the easiest stuff, in my opinion. You know, it's not hard for me to push my body beyond where it needs to go so that I'm physically prepared for a season. The most difficult part for me as a catcher when it comes to baseball is that you have the most responsibility on the field as a catcher. You are in charge of the scouting report. You know, for example, last year, perfect example, we got to play the Yankees last year. They came down and played an interleague play in Miami. And I apologize, we did take 2 out of 3. I know they won the World Series, but we took 2 out of 3 in that series. But you've got to sit down and you've got to remember, as a catcher, how are we going to pitch Jeter? How are we going to keep him off base? You know, how are we going to pitch Mark Teixeira? How are we going to pitch A-Rod? How are we going to pitch Posada? How are we going to do all these things? You got to remember all those things. You got to have a game plan in place. You got to understand your pitcher's strengths and weaknesses. You have to do all that, you know, preparation before the game, and then you've got to contribute somewhat offensively. You've got to make sure you catch every ball, block every ball in the dirt. You know, put a good throw to second base if the guy runs. So there's a lot of responsibility, I think, as a catcher. That's the tough part, is being able to stay mentally strong and stay level the entire season, because it's a long season when you're playing every day, and make sure that every time you go out on that field, you're giving your team the best chance to win, and you're giving the pitcher his best chance to have success.
Talking about pitchers, I know you caught, you know, a lot of games over the years and stuff. Who was the hardest pitcher you ever had to catch for?
Man, the hardest pitcher I've ever had to catch for. You know what? It's at this level, when guys are throwing strikes and they're around the plate, nobody's really too difficult anymore. You know, I can tell you that when I was coming up in the minor leagues, and you run into some of these guys that, you know, some of these young Latin pitchers that they bring up from South America or the Caribbean, and these guys are throwing 98 miles an hour and the ball's moving, they don't know where it's going, those are the tough guys to catch. When you got that kind of young, wild side, it's not so much how hard guys throw, because, you know, for example, our number one pitcher on our team, a guy named Josh Johnson, was an all-star the last 2 years, throws 98 miles an hour, the ball cuts, so it moves slightly inside to a left-handed hitter and slightly away from a right-handed hitter, but at that high of a velocity, it's almost like a slider, and sometimes that can be difficult, you know, when his ball moves late. But I would say, for the most part, everybody in the major leagues is pretty good at what they do, so they're going to be kind of around the spot where you want them to be. And as far as difficulty, it's not as hard as it was when you're coming up. You don't know guys, and they're kind of all over the place, and they're finding the strike zone. So I would say the toughest time for me to catch was early on, the lower levels of the minor leagues.
Yeah, let me follow that up, John. That's a good point. I'm just wondering, in your first couple of years as you were a young developing catcher, how did you go about getting the trust of your pitching staff? Because you may be catching a guy who's a rookie or a second-year pitcher that particular day, and then maybe the next night you're catching a guy who has, you know, 8 or 9 years. How did you go about developing trust and getting them trusting you behind the plate?
I think that any time you can display confidence, and even if it's false bravado, and you can sound like you know what you're talking about, people are going to listen to you and they're going to follow you. I think that there's more physical evidence when you get to the major leagues. I know when I was coming up in the minor league, you have to befriend people, and I did. And baseball's fun, obviously. Team camaraderie builds. It's like any unit. You know, people come together. They realize that they have a singular goal, and when you have the right atmosphere, it's, the camaraderie is easy, and the pitchers are going to trust you as a catcher. If they know, if they believe right off the bat that every sign you put down, that's the sign that you think is going to give them the best chance of success, and you tell them that, you know, you're open with them, you tell them that, then they trust you. When you get to the big leagues, they better see you in that video room going over scouting reports. They better see you writing some stuff down, reading over the inside edge. They have to visually see all that stuff, in my opinion, for them to trust you, especially if you're a young catcher. When I got called up 3 years ago, never caught a game in the big leagues before, I better do all my homework before the game so that, you know, guys that have been around a few years will trust those signs that I'm putting down. So, I think it's two different, distinct, you know, ways of operating. One is you got to show them that you put the work in, and two is you got to be confident and speak that way, and you also got, you know, you got to want your team to win. And I think that, you know, anybody that's played with me will tell you that that's the bottom line for me is the pitchers being successful and us winning. I'd much rather take an 0-for-4 with 3 punch outs and us win 1-0 than I would go 3-for-4 with a home run and we lose by 5.
We only have a minute left, but Jafrel has one more question.
Cy Young Award winner, who would it be?
What's that?
Cy Young Award winner.
American League or National League?
National League.
I guess man, it's a tough one. Lincecum struggled lately. Ubaldo Jimenez has struggled lately. JJ struggled lately. I think it's going to go to the guy that's got the most wins by the end of the year, in my opinion, of those three guys. If Jimenez keeps winning games, he gets the 20, 22 wins. I think he takes it. I know Lincecum's 0-4 in his last 4 starts, and that's going to be a tough sell, I think, on a lot of the baseball writers. But we'll see. Hopefully it's Josh Johnson. Hopefully he runs off about 7 more wins, ends the season 17-5 with about a 1-9, and we'll take that Cy Young to South Florida.
John, I want to thank you, my friend. Get yourself healthy and back in the lineup, and I'll talk to you when I get back home from Iraq. Thanks a lot, John, for joining us here.
Absolutely. You know, and I'd like to say one more time, Ron, thank you for having me, and everybody listening there on AFN. You know, thank you guys so much, men and women, for what you do. You know, despite what you might think when you come home, we absolutely do appreciate it down here, and Major League Baseball appreciates you. So thank you so much.
John Baker, catcher for the Florida Marlins. Quick break back on the other side to talk some basketball with John Calipari on Sports Byline.
HomeSweetIncome4.com, the powerful work-at-home opportunity that creates amazing before and after stories.
Before, I was an overworked, stressed-out single mom, working a lot of hours, never time for my daughter, never time to cook. My days off, I spent running errands, you know, grocery shopping, laundry, all that kind of stuff. It was very difficult.
Then Cindy discovered HomeSweetIncome4.com.
Now I'm home with my daughter. I control my own time. We live an incredible life. I miss nothing in her life. Every recital, every field trip, every single week I volunteer in her class, so I know her classmates well. And we live in a beautiful home. She's got horses, and, you know, it's my dream.
Earn like a CEO from home. Turn your commute time from 2 hours to 20 steps. Log on for free information at HomeSweetIncome4.com. It could change your life.
It's my dream job.
HomeSweetIncome4.com. That's HomeSweetIncome, the number 4.com.
Smart Money is searching for true investment value today, whether in stocks, commodities, bonds, or real estate. But only one asset class is up fourfold over the last decade, precious metals. Best of all, today gold and silver are still undervalued from a long-term inflation and historical basis. But before you jump into the best assets of the 21st century, get educated by the gold experts at Swiss America. For 3 decades, their motto has simply been, "In serving, we lead." Their prices are fair, resources are great, and service impeccable. Yes, Smart Money is going for gold and going with Swiss America. Lift your gold IQ right now. Call toll-free 800-932-5197. That's 800-932-5197. 5197 for their 2010 DVD, CD, and Economic Realities Report. Call 800-932-5197 today.
Energy drinks laden with caffeine and sugar can hook kids on an unhealthy jolt and crash cycle. And some drinks, when taken in megadoses, can cause rapid heartbeat. Clearly, it's time for an alternative. We're giving away a one-month supply of Aloe Boost, an all-natural energy supplement that provides all-day energy without the crash. Better, faster, and healthier Aloe Boost is so confident that you'll have increased healthier energy that we're giving away an entire month supply, and all you pay is $14.99 for shipping. Call 888-988-ALOE and receive a free one-month supply of Aloe Boost, the better, healthier, and faster energy blast. Call 888-988-ALOE, and we'll rush you a one-month supply free, all natural, all energy, all the time. So call now for your free one-month supply of Aloe Boost Energy. That's 888-988-ALOE, 888-988-ALOE.
This is America's Sports Talk Show, Sports Byline USA. Here's Ron Barr.
Back here at Camp Victory in Baghdad, Iraq. This is my sixth time, as I said, in either Iraq or Afghanistan. And Bob Delaney is with me for the second time here in Iraq. And he talked to me before we left, and he said, you know, John Calipari would love to do the show. I said, I'd love to have John on. And as you sports fans know, head coach of the University of Kentucky, in his first year, they won the SEC championship with that 14-2 record, and they made it to the Elite Eight and had an outstanding season at 35-3. And John, you once described the Kentucky position as a dream job. Tell me a little bit more why you felt that way, besides the obvious.
Ron, it's what we all want in coaching, which is a fan base that is I like to call them crazy. We're sold out every game at almost 25,000. We have we're sold out on the road. We're one of those teams that it doesn't matter where we play, and that it's you're a hunted team. You're the team that everybody wants to beat. You're the Super Bowl for everybody. And as a coach, it's what you want. Now the other side of it is it's 24/7. It's on you. And the other side of it is you're held to a different standard. So things happen in one program, it's not that big a deal. It happens in your program, it's a big deal. And that's the other side of being in this kind of program, which I'm fine with. But it's been fun, and our fans are everywhere. Just a quick thing. We have over a million Twitter followers, 180 or 190,000 on Facebook. And we did a little thing to raise money for Children's Hospital with Papa John's. You buy a pizza, use this code. We put it on the Twitter. We put it on the Facebook. 75,000 pizzas later, every state in the union, only 30% were for the state of Kentucky. The rest are from every state, including Hawaii and Alaska. It means that it's far-reaching. We call it the blue dust. It's everywhere.
I got to tell you something. That program down there has such a rich tradition. But when you take a look at 35-3 in your first season, is there anything that surprised you about the success that you had?
Well, we started three freshmen, and our sixth man was a freshman. All four put their names in the draft and were drafted in the first round. We had five first-round draft picks, the first time it's ever been done in the history of our sport. And this, what surprised me is they would come together. See, we had Patrick Patterson, who the Kentucky fans will tell you, he was the returning, quote, All-American. Averaged 17. Well, this year he averaged 14. Averaged like 11 rebounds. This year he averaged 8, but he was going to be in the deep 20s if he left the year before. He was drafted 14. What it shows you is if we all come together and we all sacrifice for one another, it's amazing what we can do together, and it's amazing what happens for each of us. This team grew to respect, which grew to affection, which grew to that love you have for each other. Any of them could have probably averaged 25 a game if they had gone to another school. They came here and sacrificed for each other, and they all benefited.
Also, we have a soldier here that's co-hosting with us, and we let the soldiers talk to our guests. And we got PFC Jofrel Maya Zapata, and he wants to talk a little basketball with you, Coach. Go ahead, Jofrel.
Hey, Coach. How do you feel that your team is going to fare this year against Duke and Michigan State? You know, tough teams like that. How do you think the talent level is on your team? You know, good enough to beat them, or what do you think?
Well, I don't know that. We're going to have a chance to play Michigan State in Hawaii in the Maui Classic, and that's in November, and they're one of the top two teams coming back, so that'll be hard for us. We probably, again, will start three freshmen. We have four returning players and seven young players that we're adding to this year's team. The recruiting class was rated really high, but you never know till kids get on the floor. But the expectation is we're going to be pretty good again. Now, will we be 35 wins good? I have no idea. The other thing is, you know, last year I thought I had the best team in the country. Not early in the year. I mean, Miami of Ohio had us down 18. We came back and won the game. Stanford had us down. We came back and won the game. So Sam Houston State had us down, and we came back and won the game. But later in the year, I think we were the best team. We hit West Virginia, a well-coached team who played well. We went 0-for-20 from the three-point line. They went to a 1-3-1 zone just to see if they should play it. We couldn't make a shot and missed our 20 shots in a row, which is how we got beat up in Syracuse. But that team was good. I don't want to judge that team and this team. This is a totally different team. We went to Canada, played well. We're going to have some big guys. We're going to have some good guard. It should be interesting. Should be a lot of fun.
John, let me ask you a question. You mentioned about the young players, the rookie freshman players that you lost, and you're going to have to go with more freshmen. From a recruiting standpoint, coaches today, whether it be you or anybody else around the country, they kind of know after 1 year if they've got a blue chip or that a player probably is going to make themselves available for the NBA. How have you adjusted to recruiting knowing you're going to go out and get great players, but you also aren't going to have them for a very long time?
Well, it's not as many kids leaving as you think. And for us to have four in 1 year, it'll never happen again, I don't believe. Just like I'm not sure five will be drafted again, even though we'll try to get five in the first round again. I'm just not sure. That's really highly unusual. But what happens is even Derrick Rose, we did not know Derrick Rose would leave after a year until about January. We did not know Tyreke Evans would leave after a year until about February, and it was late February. Both of them go in the first after 1 year. One goes one, one goes four, and both are rookie of the years, back-to-back rookie of the years. So you don't know that, but you have an idea. John Wall, on the other hand, we had a pretty good idea, yet we didn't know he'd be the number one pick because people didn't think he was a true point guard. They thought he was out of control. He turned it over and did all. Well, by the end of the year, he was the best point guard, best player, in my opinion, in the country. And he went the number one pick. This year, we don't know. I mean, Brandon Knight, Ennis Kanter, Terrence Jones, all three may have that opportunity. But you don't know until they get in there and they start playing and they're evaluated.
I want to thank you, by the way, for the gifts that you sent along with Bob Delaney that we're going to give to the troops here. They're just beautiful. Kentucky hat and also John Calipari shirt as well. I want to thank you for your thoughts on that. We only have about 90 seconds left, and I'm going to give the young soldier, PFC, Jofrel Maya Zapata, last question for you. John, go ahead.
After coaching John Wall, how good do you think he will be in the NBA?
He's going to be really good. I've had the fortune. I've been blessed to be able to coach Derrick Rose, Tyreke Evans, and now John Wall. All three point guards in the NBA left me after 1 year, and were able to be rookie of the years. I think John's going to have that opportunity. John is not. They're all three really fast. Tyreke is bigger. Derrick is more explosive, and John is like a long 6'4", athletic slashing kind of guard. None of the three were great shooters coming out of high school nor coming out of college. They're good shooters. And all three, when they shore up that part of their game, they will all be all-stars year after year. Derrick was an all-star in his second year. I told Tyreke he needs to chase that, and I'm telling Derrick or John Wall he needs to be chasing rookie of the year, as does DeMarcus Cousins. But It's been a fun ride, and let me tell all the soldiers there how much we all appreciate and respect what they do. You know, fighting for all of us and freedom and for the Iraqis and everything they do over there. Just know you're in our prayers, you're in our thoughts. To be honest, we all want to get everybody home so we can hug everybody again and get families together, but we know what you're doing there is honorable, and we just appreciate it.
John, I want to thank you for the time. I appreciate you jumping in here over here in Iraq, and we got a lot of soldiers here in the DFAC. And you got a lot of fans at Kentucky. Take care, my friend. I'll talk to you when I get back home.
Thanks, Ron.
John Calipari, head basketball coach in the University of Kentucky. He sounds like he's going to have some pretty good players. Wouldn't you agree, Jeff Rowe?
He sure is.
Yep, going to be good. Thanks a lot for co-hosting with us this hour.
You're welcome. Thank
when
you.
We come back on the other side, the three guys that made the trip halfway around the world are going to join me here on Sports Byline. Antonio Freeman, wide receiver in the NFL, prominently with the Green Bay Packers. Bob Delaney, 24 years in the NBA. And Jim Delaney, or Jim, I should say, Miller, will join us, former quarterback in the NFL as well. We continue with more of you live from Iraq on Sports Byline.
Are you living paycheck to paycheck? Log on to homesweetincome4.com for free information on how to earn a full-time income at home. Linda did.
Before I found this business, I had been working as an insurance claims adjuster, and I actually quit my job to relocate with my husband when his job transferred him. So because of that, we had really gone from two incomes down to one, and we're living paycheck to paycheck.
homesweetincome4.com turned Linda's life around.
Since we found the business, we're able to travel, we have retirement accounts, we have savings and college funds for the kids, and we're able to do this business from anywhere with an internet connection and a telephone.
HomeSweetIncome4.com worked for Cindy, too.
Now I'm home with my daughter. I control my own time. We live an incredible life. I miss nothing in her life. We live in a beautiful home. She's got horses. It's my dream.
Dreams come true at HomeSweetIncome4.com. That's HomeSweetIncome, the number 4.com.
In today's active world, everyone is turning to exercise and sports to stay young and keep in shape. Both activities can be painful. And what about the aches and pains of arthritis as we age? Now, there's an over-the-counter product with active ingredients that can help relieve pain quickly. It's called Blue Goo. Blue Goo is loaded with MSM, glucosamine, chondroitin, and other helpful ingredients that give you long-lasting pain relief. Whether it's muscle sprains, tendonitis, headaches, back and neck aches, arthritis, or joint pain relief, Blue Goo Pain Relief Gel is for you. It's fast, effective, and affordable. Blue Goo, the official pain relief gel of the Los Angeles Lakers, is available at DoTheGoo.com and in Walmart stores. Let Blue Goo Pain Relief Gel work for you. Blue Goo, if you have a problem or pain, we have a solution. Blue Goo.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. Call 877-499-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-877-499-MYTV. Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to four rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HD TV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. Call 1-877-499-MYTV. 1-877-499-MYTV. So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-877-499-MYTV. 1-877-499-MYTV. Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more. Call 1-877-499-MYTV. That's 1-877-499-MYTV.
This is America's Sports Talk Show, Sports Byline USA. Here's Ron Barr.
I happen to be blessed to have been in sports for a long time, long enough that when I pick up the phone and call athletes and managers and friends of mine and say, hey, what do you think about going halfway around the world to 122 degrees in the middle of the desert to Iraq? Everybody has always said yes to me or to Afghanistan. And the call went out to a guy that went with me last year here. We were up in Mosul together, 24 years as an NBA referee and the author of the book, covert, My Years in Infiltrating the Mob, which, by the way, I see is number one in the Iraq Book Club here. But I got two rookies with me this year, and Antonio Freeman, who was a wide receiver, 9 years in the NFL, most prominently with the Packers, and won a Super Bowl championship with them out of Virginia Tech, and also Jim Miller, quarterback for 12 seasons in the National Football League, and he has a gaudy Chicago Bears. No, it's not Chicago Bears. New England Patriots championship ring, and he is here as well. But I might announce that Jim Miller will not be sleeping with us tonight. Jim last night snored so bad, we almost took the bed out and called it an airstrike. It was just that bad. You want to retort? I'll give you equal time.
Ron, I wouldn't want to embarrass you in front of such a stellar crowd that we have here, so I'll just leave it at that. But, yeah, hey, you know, they took one for the team last night. I was proud of these guys.
Yeah. Antonio, you two guys are rookies here, and I'm sure before you left the United States, you had conjured up in your mind ideas about what this experience was going to be like. Now, you've only been in country for 2 days now. What has blown your mind?
Just everything, just the commitment, the dedication, just what you see these troops put in work every day, all day, the focus that they have, and the ability for these troops to operate in 121-degree temperature like it doesn't even phase them. So just the whole anatomy of the makeup of the military and their commitment and focus has really just blown my mind.
I might point out that both these gentlemen come from military families. In the case of Antonio, he had a brother that served 20 years in the Marine Corps and also served here in Iraq earlier in the campaign. And for Jim Miller, a sister who was a longtime Air Force person, 25 years, your impressions of what you were expecting and maybe what you found?
Yeah, it's interesting because actually after today and all the events that we went through today, like Bob and Antonio and myself, we tried to sit down and tried to describe it. And I actually got online and tried to email my wife. It's almost information overload with what, you know, how you perceive everything and your impressions of what the young men and women who serve our country, what they've done, how successful they've been, and what they have to go through. And like Antonio said, the commitment, the dedication, the focus, and the attitude. I mean, the attitude is everything, and the attitude is outstanding with everybody that you meet. So just very impressive, and we said it earlier today with some of the troops that we visited, couldn't be more proud to be an American knowing that these young men and women have your back, and they're protecting us back in the state. Pretty impressive.
And, of course, for you, Bob, you were up in Mosul with me last year. This is Baghdad, and this is different. I mean, what do you see as the difference between the experiences?
Yeah, it is a different experience. And every time I'm around the military, every branch, I get to be around world championship athletes. And we have two world champions with us, but there is no better world champion team than the military, and to watch you in action is just amazing. I never feel as safe as I do when I'm here. When we get in the chopper, I fly almost every day, and I'm a little bit of a nervous flyer. When I'm here, it doesn't affect me because you see the confidence and you see the teamwork that goes on.
That's because you got two gunners, one on each side of the helicopter.
That helps.
Well, what's the question that you both have been asked the most? I'm going to get your perspective because I think I know, Antonio.
Yeah, of course, mine was, what do you think about your boy Brett Favre? That's the most common question asked here, and that's the most common question asked in my life.
And your answer is?
He just wants to play football, and that locker room is such a hard place to walk away from. We spend so much time in that locker room. We spend our weekends traveling together. We travel back from games together. We're in meetings all week together. And it's just hard to walk away from that family atmosphere. We spend more time in our own locker room than we do in our homes with our own families. And those guys in that locker room really become your brothers and your comrades. And, you know, it's just a tough place to walk away from. I just remember saying, oh, when I retire, I'm going to do this and do that and have so much fun. It's a sad day when you walk out of that locker room because you have those guys that answer your call anytime you pick up the phone. And now that you're no longer a member of that locker room, you get 50% of those guys who won't even take your call anymore. So you're missing your brothers, and it's just really a tough thing to walk away from.
How about you, Jimmy?
Well, it's funny, Antonio, I just came in from signing autographs. Everybody wants to know, what's it like playing in front of 80,000 and whatever, a couple million watching it at home. And it's weird because you get so honed in, much like how these young men and women are honed into their craft and their job and what they have to do. It's just like they always say, everything goes blank. You don't hear anything. You're deaf and you're focused on the task at hand, which is the next play and obviously scoring a touchdown for us offensively. So it's weird how you're able, even though when you're on the field playing, you can tune out the whole crowd. Everything goes silent, and then whether you know it's a good play or bad play, just by the roar of the crowd where you kind of get tuned in, and then all of a sudden you're locked and loaded for the next play. So it's kind of strange because much like how the young men and women work over here and they're focused on their task at hand, that's really what you're focused, even knowing everybody else is there for entertainment, watching you actually do your job, go to work.
I want to throw a question out on the table, and I'm going to let you guys kind of round robin this question. What do you think is the perception by people of professional athletes today? And Bob, I'm going to let you start because you're basketball, and then you guys just talk about it amongst yourselves.
Well, you know, Ron, what I'd like to do is just if I could follow up on that question you just opened to the other fellows. You know, you opened the door for me, and the door you opened was to be able to be with these soldiers and to share my story. You recognize that the book, Covert, was a story that would be of help to the soldiers. I worked in uniform as a New Jersey State Trooper, and then I did undercover work for a long period of time. That's a Sopranos-type story, but the reality is the thing that we have in common is that I experienced post-traumatic stress. General Odonero and General Cohn have been instrumental in getting me in front of soldiers to talk about that experience. And I think that it's important to talk. And we talked this morning with the general, General O, and talked about peer-to-peer. And what we encourage you to do is to have conversations amongst yourself about the experiences that you're having. You see things the rest of the world doesn't. And at times that uniform can make you feel like you can leap tall buildings in a single bound. But we still all have human emotions, and those are the kinds of things that I've experienced, you know, and I know what that feeling is, and I hope that by reading the book that it will be reflective for you to help you understand what's going on inside of you. It doesn't mean that there's something wrong with us. It's been called a post-traumatic stress disorder. I like to refer to it as post-traumatic stress. There are times that post-traumatic stress can lead to enhancement and a fuller life. So I wanted to answer the question that way, and then I'll throw it over to the two real athletes. I don't get into judging athletes. I just referee ball games, and you guys can take it from there.
Well, I think actually the biggest, you know, maybe where perception is not reality when it comes to pro sports, because people think, oh, you've been drafted, you get all this money, and, you know, this is, you know, you're just out there kind of living it up, and that's not the case at all. You know, I played 12 years in the National Football League because football was my livelihood. It was my job. Every day you go to work, my wife would always laugh when I'd give her a kiss to go to a game, say, hey, got to go to work, you know, because that's how I viewed it. And so I think that's the biggest. You know, you do have to understand that some of these young men that get drafted in the NFL, you know, they're not married right away, and there's only 1,600 gentlemen that play in the National Football League, young men. A lot of guys are married. They have kids. They go home to their families. They go home to their kids, and they live normal lives. And, yeah, there's some guys who are very young, a little immature, need to grow up a little bit. And they're kind of finding their way. And there's always about, you know, basically about 10% of the guys that kind of screw it up for the rest of the guys that are really good guys, work hard, keep their mouth shut, and good things happen. And like I said, kind of football is their livelihood. That's their job, and they approach it that way.
Well, for me, the misperception of pro football players is greed. I hear a lot of people saying that professional football players are greedy. But our contracts aren't guaranteed. And our pay scale is paid out from September to January, which means that we have to manage our money for another 7 months and make our finances work for us for the entire off season. And it's such a physical sport that you can be having a great career for the first 2 years, and you could blow your leg, you could break your leg, blow your knee out, and you're used goods. So your value goes down. And in professional sports, our only guarantee in football is the signing bonus. That's why you see so many guys fighting for signing bonus. You see guys holding out for signing bonuses. Because even though you sign that long 7 to 8 year contract, if your play doesn't meet what they're paying you or you get an injury, that really slows you down and changes the way you play the game, that could be it. And now you, football is so much of our life that a lot of us have been doing this since we were teenagers. And you take that football out of our hand, and a lot of us are really lost souls, just solely because of the transition from college. I mean, you go from eating $5 pizzas and 12 packs of National Bohemian to drink on to being a millionaire. And now you're called upon to manage these millions and millions of dollars. And it's a hard task coming from college where you have no money to suddenly being a millionaire, to suddenly having everybody pulling at you for money. You want to do nice things for your family. So I think that's the biggest misperception for me for our professional football players.
I might point out to everybody that over the next two nights, these guys are going to come back almost on an individual basis, and we'll be able to get into some of these issues. We'll talk some basketball with Bob Delaney, football with these two guys. But I want to we got a couple minutes here before we have to break. I've always found that I know the physicality of the game of football, but I have yet to hear a professional football player after their careers are over, knowing that they're facing an uncertain physical future, not say that it wasn't worth it. Most of us, if we're sick, we can take a day off. You guys can't do that. What is that mentality that allows you both to do it in about 90 seconds?
I mean, it's just that will to win. I mean, we're winners. We're thought of as winners, and we'll do anything to win. So that will to win is paramount in that locker room, and it spreads. It's a positive thing that spreads throughout that locker room. And if you're that team that can gravitate to the commitment and the dedication to the game, you have a best chance of being a champion. And that's what the primary goal is for professional players, is to be champions, to be winners at an elite level and be the best in the world. So that's what we really set out to be.
Jim?
Well, you do what you can do. On Sundays, football players play football, whether you're hurt or not. So that's how I always viewed it. And I'm 39. I've blown out both shoulders, got a hip replacement, torn both Achilles tendons. I've torn both MCLs. I've broken numerous bones. I'd do it all in a heartbeat a second. I love it. You know, I never want to be the guy to let the team down. You go out there, you play as a team, and you're playing for the ultimate goal, and that's to be a world champion. And there's only one team, like I said, with this ring. There's only 53 other guys that have this ring in the world. And I'll tell you what a gratifying feeling to get it with that group. What a great team that was to be on.
Bob, what have you witnessed over the years of being an official?
Yeah, what I share with folks is never admire Jim or Antonio or professional athletes for their ability to play the game. Admire their work ethic. What I see every day is in our league, guys going to work. I know it's in every professional sports league. And Antonio hit upon it. What I have seen in my 24 years is that maybe abilities are the same, but it's the will to win that creates that player to go to another level. And, you know, like I keep saying, you got two world champions here with us on this tour. And you see the work ethic that they have, and it carries over to every aspect of their lives, because I was watching them today and pounding through the heat and making sure they were doing everything they could to make sure that they got and spent time with soldiers.
I might point out to everybody, we were over at the CASH, that's Military Hospital, and just to watch these men with the nurses and with the doctors and with the physical therapist people and every soldier that we've come in contact with, it's just magic to watch their faces. It's almost like Christmas Day. Mm-hmm. And everybody says thank you to us. That's not it. We're here to say thank you to you. Thank you, gentlemen. I'll be talking to you over the next 2 days. I'll tell you what's coming up on the next couple of sports bylines as we continue across the country and around the world. Coming to you live from Camp Victory in Baghdad, I'm Ron Barr on Sports Byline.
In these economic times, you've got to be smarter than ever with your money. You want to protect your family's financial future should something happen to you. They deserve to live in the home they love and be around the friends they've grown close to. Term life insurance is an excellent way to keep your family protected, but you need a place to compare multiple carriers so you don't pay too much. That's why eFinancial developed Compare and Share. Their licensed experts compare rates from multiple companies, find the policy that is right for you, and work to save you thousands a year. All it takes is one toll-free call. They do all the work for you. Term life insurance is a smart move. Saving money on your life insurance is even smarter. Call eFinancial today for a free no-obligation quote. 800-217-7897. That's 800-217-7897. They guarantee fast, friendly service. So call for a free no-obligation quote now. 800-217-7897. 800-217-7897.
This is a special alert for car owners. If your car has less than 120,000 miles or if your current warranty is about to expire, you now have the ability to get a premium 5-year 100,000-mile extended service plan at deeply discounted rates. Consumers Choice Auto Care has set up a toll-free number so you can cut out the middleman and get a free, no-obligation quote direct. Expensive repairs will cost you nothing. In fact, you pick your own repair shop and we'll pick up the bill. You can relax knowing your coverage includes free 24-hour roadside assistance, free flat tire service, free jump start service, and free towing. Plus, it's backed by a solid A-rated insurance company. Be one of the first 15 callers with your insurance card and mileage and get a 25% discount by mentioning this ad. Call now for your free quote. 800-249-5084. That's 800-249-5084. Don't wait for a breakdown to break your savings account. Call 800-249-5084. That's 800-249-5084.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a price war among the major term life carriers. Consider these possible rates. A man age 60, non-tobacco user, could obtain $250,000 of coverage for as little as $85 a month, and this rate is fixed for the next 10 years. We specialize in policies of $250,000 and above. A man age 60, non-tobacco user, may be able to obtain $250,000 of coverage for as little as $135 a month, and this rate is fixed for the next 20 years. That's right, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. For new or replacement term life insurance, call the Term Lifeline now. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715.
This is America's Sports Talk Show, Sports Byline USA. Here's Ron Barr.
And that's going to wrap up our first day, first of 3 days broadcasting here in Iraq, our sixth time to Iraq and or Afghanistan to broadcast Sports Byline. You know, AFN has been with us, we're 23 years old now as a network, and they've been with us 22 of those years. And you really can't thank them enough for all that they've done. And it's been an honor and it's a privilege. It's one of the high points of the history of Sports Byline. By the way, tomorrow night, Jim Nance, Jeff Fisher, Jim Miller, also Roy Williams, Andre Ward, the welterweight champion, and Bob Delaney will be with us as well, along with Bill Walton. And then coming up for you on the 26th, Thursday, Joe Morgan, Tim Brown, Spencer Tillman, Pete Carroll, and Shane Battier. Our thanks to Lieutenant General Bob Cohn and his great staff, also Captain Anissa Johnson and Patrick Thomas, the MWR representative, the staff at DFAC Sports Oasis and their staff, and here in Iraq, my producer and engineer, JB, John Bullock, in San Francisco, our producer, Matt Kolsky, and the executive producer of Sports Byline is Darren Peck, and what a great job our engineer did back in San Francisco, Scott Cuddy. And a special thanks to Dwayne Yaloa and the entire AKA staff for making it all happen. Couldn't do it without them. And, of course, we're here for the wonderful men and women of our armed forces. I'm Ron Barr. We'll talk to you tomorrow on America's Sports Talk Show from Iraq.